think for quite some time now, we've been looking at how to study the Bible. We've been, for quite a while, looking at the observation of details, which of course we must do, and been looking at the parts of speech, and want to continue there. We come now to adverbs, which of course describe a verb, but they also can describe an adjective, which describes a noun, and they can also describe another adverb. Usually, when we think of an adverb, we think of the description of a verb. An adverb basically answers four questions. And again, we've gone over this. We need to, as we look at the Word of God, we need to ask questions. Adverbs answer some of those questions. Adverbs answer the question of how, to what extent, how, what. An adverb will also answer the question of when. And an adverb can answer the question of where. So from that, we see that there are adverbs that describe manner. Those would be the ones that answer the question of how. There are adverbs which describe degree, which would answer the question to what extent. There are adverbs of time, which of course answer the question of when. There are adverbs of place, which answer, of course, the question of where. So, adverbs provide us detail. And this detail helps us to create a picture in our mind. We all do this. I mean, if you read a book that doesn't have pictures, and by reading, you create a picture. Again, words are a word picture. They paint a picture. And the closer we observe words, the better picture, the better idea we get in our mind of what is happening. If we turn to the book of Mark, we'll give several examples. First of all, we'll look at some adverbs that describe manner. How something was done. It answers the question of how. Of course, these are innumerable in the Word of God. But just a couple of examples. In Mark 5, verse 13, let's read verse 12. And all the devils, demons, besought him, Jesus, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. You see, demons roam about, but it is the desire of a demon to dwell somewhere. Here we see they were cast out of this man of Gadara, and immediately they want to dwell somewhere. We need to always keep that in mind. I'm getting off track here. Verse 13, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave. He gave them permission to enter wherever. Of course, he knew where they would enter. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, the hogs. And the herd ran, that's a verb, ran. So we don't picture them walking, we picture them running. Then we have an adverb telling us the manner in which they ran. or how they ran. Doesn't say that they ran fast. It's not what it says, though I believe that's true. It says they ran violently. They ran violently, which provides us detail, of course, how they ran. But it also, you would ask yourself the question, well, why? Why did they run violently? Well, the answer to that question, of course, is the unclean spirits entered into them. And now we have another subject. We have the character, the results of an unclean spirit. In the book of Acts, chapter 27, we see this chapter, of course, records Paul's journey to Rome. In Acts 27, in verse 7, "And when we had sailed," and then notice the next word, it's the adverb, "slowly." "When we had sailed slowly." So we get a picture in our mind. Now, had he said the boat was slow or the ship was slow, the emphasis, of course, would be upon the ship, and the word slow would be an adjective describing the ship. That would be the emphasis. But what he says here is, "We had sailed slowly." So the emphasis is not on the ship. The emphasis is upon the verb. Emphasis is very important. We all know this. We don't always practice it. But emphasis is very important. You're in a conversation with somebody. And if you choose, you can pick a word here, pick a word here, and create a picture. But emphasis is important. It is where someone lays the emphasis is very important. This is so very true when it comes to the Word of God. We need to recognize emphasis. And all through the Word of God, we can get in serious trouble by misplacing emphasis. And that's true in the Word of God also. And this is why you get some of the strangest teachings today, because people will pull out a phrase and they forget completely about emphasis. And you come up with crazy stuff. And the spiritual world, the so-called Christian world, is filled with this nonsense. And again, it's a disregard of emphasis. It's a disregard of context. But we see the emphasis here is on the sailing. They sailed slowly. So again, we have this picture, but again, we have to ask ourselves, well, why? Why did they sail slowly? And you read on and you see the answer to that question. "We sailed slowly many days." Again, creating this picture. "And scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us," the wind not permitting us. Why were they sailing slowly? Is it because they just weren't in a hurry? No, it's because the wind was blowing against them. So again, we're getting a picture in our minds. Ephesians 5. And in verse 15, we have another adverb of manner, answering the question, I should say, of how. It says, "See then that ye walk," there's a verb, "circumspectly," or carefully. Not as fools, but as wise. It tells us how to walk. We are to walk circumspectly. So again, we could go on and on. Adverbs of manner. There are also adverbs describing degree. They answer the question of what, or to what extent. To what extent is something done? Again, this is important. If you're listening to someone talk, and it's important to understand the extent of what they mean. This is where the word all comes into effect. It's just like when you and I use the word all, we don't mean absolutely everything. You have to take that within the context. And you get heresy because people do not recognize degree. And so it's important that we recognize degree. And adverbs help us to understand to what degree is something being done. In Psalm 119, verse 87, they had almost. That's an adverb. It describes degree. It does not say they had consumed me. It's not what it says. It changes the whole meaning. But that word almost describes degree. Almost consumed upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. And that's why he wasn't consumed entirely. So again, there's degree. Almost. Very important word. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. Verse 7. For scarcely. That's an adverb. For scarcely. For a righteous man will one die. It does not say that one will never die for a righteous man. That's not what it says. It talks about a degree. It says it does happen. But it's scarce. It's rare. So there is an adverb describing degree. The verb, of course, is die. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man would even dare to die. And then, of course, it gets into, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, he's making a point. But again, that word scarcely describes degree. Ephesians 5, verse 20, giving thanks. That's a verb. Always. That's an adverb. Describes the degree of thanksgiving. Giving thanks always. Shows the degree of our thanks. Along the same line, Philippians 4 and verse 4, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice would be the verb. Rejoice in the Lord alway. That's an adverb describing the degree of our rejoicing. So we have the degree of our thanks. We have the degree of our rejoicing. In Matthew 18 and verse 31, we read, they were very sorry. The word very is an adverb describing sorry. They were very, that describes a degree. It's kind of a general description, but it says more than they were sorry. They were very sorry. Again, it's a general description, but it tells us how sorry, in a general way, they were. Then, of course, there are adverbs describing time. which of course answer the question of when. When did the action take place? Or when does the state of being take place? These are important questions in observing details. In what manner does it take place? To what degree does it take place? And then, when does it take place? Simple words answer all of these questions. And we ought to be interested in all of these questions because it gives us details. It again, puts the pieces together. Notice in Psalm 68, Psalm 68. Now, adverbs and adjectives, of course, can be used interchangeably. That is, some words that are adverbs are also adjectives. But it all depends on whether they're describing a verb or whether they're describing a noun that determines whether it be an adverb or an adjective. But in Psalm 68, verse 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily," that's an adverb. Now, if you said the daily newspaper, daily would then be an adjective describing the noun newspaper. But here it's describing a verb. It's describing what the Lord does. And it says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." It tells us when. When does the Lord load us with benefits? Daily. Daily. That shows when. Notice in Psalm 72, verse 15. Psalm 72, verse 15. The latter part of the verse. "Prayer also shall be made for him continually," that's an adverb, "and daily," another adverb, continually, daily. That's a lot of prayer. "Shall he be," and "daily shall he be praised." So prayer is to be made continually, and God is to be praised daily. Notice 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. "For now," that's an adverb describing time. It's describing the verb see. "For now we see." So we have when, right now. Then it tells us how we see, "through a glass darkly." In other words, we do not see clearly now. But then also is an adverb speaking of time. "But then, face to face." He's talking about seeing. In the next clause, he talks about knowing, which is a verb. But notice, now. Speaking of time, an adverb. "Now I know in part." We must always remember that whatever we know, we only know in part. You say, "They told me everything." No, they did not. No, they did not, because they don't know everything to tell you. We know in part. Now, that's when. "But then again is an adverb, speaking of time, "shall I know even also, even as also I am known." And now, present, but now is the adverb, "abideth," it's describing abideth, "faith, hope, charity." So we see there are adverbs showing time. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead. That's very important. It doesn't just say Christ is risen. It says, or arose. It says, but now is. Now is the adverb. Now is Christ risen. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Very important. When? Notice in Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Once is an adverb. Then we have adverbs describing place. Matthew 12, verse 41 and 42. We see that word is here, referring to Christ. Here, of course, is an adverb describing place. Luke 15, verse 1, then drew near unto him, describing the word drew. So it's an adverb, near. You get a picture. John 18, verse 6, when they came to arrest Christ, we read they went backward. So you have a picture. Here you come to arrest somebody. You're going to move toward them. You don't move away from somebody when you're going to arrest them. You move toward them. But here it says they went backward. Went is the verb. Backward is the adverb. Tells us it describes the word went. We get a picture. We can picture someone going backwards. And the reason they did is because he said, I am. He unveiled himself to a degree. And the result was they went backward. So adverbs are very important because they answer important questions and they give us a complete picture. It's important that we recognize emphasis. It's important that we recognize degree. These are two very important things. And adverbs help us to do that. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and mercy toward us each and every day of our lives. We do thank you, Lord, that you daily load us with benefits, that you daily bless us. And we pray, Lord, today that you would bless us in a special way with thy presence. Lord, that you would meet with us here today, that we might see thee today high and lifted up. We pray, Lord, that you would draw us closer to thee. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.